the most banned network in the world.
And said he believes the singularity has already begun. We have another attempted assassination of Trump at Mar-a-Lago. We have a lot of insiders that have been very accurate in the past saying Trump is set to strike Iran sometime in the next 48 hours. But that keeps going back and forth, moving very, very quickly. We then also have the massive terror attacks, particularly on the West Coast of Mexico. And then, of course, we have just the over-the-top, completely insane Epstein emails that people are digging through. And the ongoing attempted cover-up by the Justice Department of that, even though it's 99% Democrats, so sad, so dangerous, so destructive. And it's 100%, they're not even hiding eating babies. They're not even hiding murdering people, sex slaves, you name it. I mean, these are ultra-degenerate people. And that's the thing about evil. Normal people think that just can't be. Archaeologists just discovered a few months ago in Carthage the remains of hundreds of thousands of dead children burned to death to Moloch. That's just one city-state that was doing it. Thousands of urns were just full of the burnt, desiccated bodies, and they can tell, because they were sealed, that the people were burned alive. They weren't burning dead bodies. And you got Megyn Kelly saying, oh, there's no elites that eat kids. No, no, no. That's just why it's in every archaeological dig in the world. And some cults didn't eat the people. They just kill you and then drain your blood and give it to Kali in India. Where do you think you get the name thug? From people that would grab you off the road, grab you off the street, strangle you so there wouldn't be any blood loss, and then rush out to a temple and slit your throat to Kali and give the blood to Kali so rats could come drink it. Yeah, come up with some pretty cool stuff, huh? So, I'm being sarcastic. I mean, that's a true story, but not that it's cool. So, whatever the most horrible thing you could ever even imagine, then imagine something even worse. Now you're getting close, okay? Like giving everybody shots they know erase your immune system and give you blood clots and cancer and infertility. So, that's where we are. And Congressman Massey responded to my breakdown yesterday where I spent like 7 minutes breaking down all the new Epstein stuff, about 7 minutes on him. And I just said, hey, the Trump administration is guilty trying to suppress this. The Democrats did it previously. Now they say they want it all out, even though it's destroying them in live time, because they know it's so powerful. Trump's involved in self-immolation if he doesn't just get it all out now and get real people in that will prosecute. And but I said, regardless, Massey and the 100 senators and the hundreds of Congress members, the House members, they have access to at least the 3 million files and can go get the unredacted ones and give it to us. I've read thousands of emails about raping children and cannibalism and murdering people and drinking blood and all of this stuff. And we want to know who's saying this is Jeffrey Epstein. So I'm not blaming Massey. And people are like, well, that's Trump. It's his fault. It's covered up. I understand that. This is two separate things. We need to unredact the stuff in Congress that they have, and they need to release it. They can do that now. We've talked to Massey. He agrees. So I'm right. This is a no-brainer. Can't believe some of you argue with that. It's unbelievable.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
But in Guadalajara, many other areas of Mexico, airports, hospitals are being attacked, gas stations, roads. The one of the major drug cartels out there, one of the most violent, has always said, if you do anything to us, we are going to destroy tourism and disable the country. And so that's what terrorists do, is they hold you hostage. And this is why Mexico hasn't really ever done anything about the drug cartels. But worse than that, they basically work with them and run them. But then they're constantly getting in fights with each other. They're constantly stabbing each other in the back. And of course, the CIA in the past has been declassified to a great extent. Play different cartels off against each other. Didn't really run the cartels, but would work with certain ones, manipulate other ones. This is a big deal. And so as soon as I saw this morning, or about 5-6 hours ago when it started, I said, well, Trump's been saying he's going to strike if the Mexicans don't. I bet the U.S. aided in this. And indeed, the U.S. was involved in this. So the big question is, are they going to now launch attacks inside the United States? And if you want to know what it'll look like if Iran does activate Hezbollah that has real sleeper cells inside this country, what you're seeing in Mexico is it. So this is just really serious, and you see all the other escalations happening all over the place in the world because there's a political, cultural, economic, populational, technological quickening happening that crescendos into what Ray Kurzweil and then Elon Musk and others call the singularity. And I don't know if that's something that will actually happen, but you certainly have a lot of large events that are similar to it, but not as complete. Now, the latest Epstein information is shocking and absolutely bone-chilling. Just unbelievable. And we're going to be getting into that tonight. Just the arrogance and the openness and the scale of the cannibalism, the murdering of children and babies, the buying of babies, is just staggering. And again, this is what the FBI released. 98% has not been released. And they said a few weeks ago, oh, we've released half of what we have. Now we learn, no, that's half of the 2%. And can you imagine what is being held back? And you got everybody in disbelief, like Megyn Kelly. Oh, there's no way this is happening. No, this is happening. I've been telling you for 30 plus years. And I was told this by, again, top FBI agents, you name it. And you've got them talking about hunting parties, hunting people, killing them, hunting groups of black people, others killing them. And now you've got the Attorney General of New Mexico saying, oh, we know there's bodies buried. We know all the witnesses don't even know each other, told us the same thing. You know, underground stuff, you name it. And Zorro Ranch was never raided. First it was 7,500 acres, then he bought more. And yet he was given use of national parks, state parks, so he had tens of thousands of acres at his disposal. And then you've got the King of England's brother, who was in line to be the king when he died, now being removed from the royal family completely, being removed from the line of succession. And you've got his girlfriend of decades saying, quote, in an interview with Mariana Fall, it's far worse than the public knows, speaking of Epstein in general. So, but she's, you know, a lady. She's a royal. So this is ultra-massive, den of sin inside Epstein's last refuge ranch with buried bodies and celeb guests as full scale of horror is yet to be revealed. Trump, according to a lot of really good sources, he may change his mind, is set to hit Iran in the next 48 hours. The bombers, the fuelers, the fighter bombers, the V-2 bombers, they're all ready to go. They're all in place. You got another assassin being killed, former army at Mar-a-Lago overnight, got into the facility, got onto the grounds with a shotgun and gasoline, got killed. It's all coming up today. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. The way we reach more people is you sharing the live feeds to the local radio station you're listening to. If you're listening to a local radio station, but you got family outside the town, send them the link to Infowars.com/show. Send them the link to Real Alex Jones on X or the Alex Jones Show on Rumble. You're the ambassadors. You're the emissaries. You are the missionaries getting the truth of this battle of good versus evil out. And no one has been more accurate than myself on a wide spectrum of major issues. It's just true. The enemy recognizes me as the main threat in the media. They've said I'm the main threat. There's Carnegie Endowment, Ford Foundation documents, Rockefeller documents that have come out 15 years ago, 2013, when they really said this guy, if he continues, is going to bring down our globalist system. Well, that means if I wake you up to get involved, it brings down their globalist system. And now it's in tatters. So our most important work is now at hand. Thank you for your support. You aren't supporters of the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. That belongs to you, regardless of what happens to this facility or me or the website, InfoWars.com. The InfoWar doesn't just live forever. It gets stronger. It's not just evergreen. It's ultra green. It's uber green. It's infinity green, meaning it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. They call it movie or something that just gets, you know, stays good with time. Evergreen. No, we are infinity green. So we're covering it all, but I want to go to a John Bound report. I'm really the epicenter of the global pedophile network, the UK, and the latest developments. Now, we're going to come back with all the incredible footage and breakdown of the terror attacks in Mexico and what I believe is coming next. Stay with us.
Between 1999 and 2002, when she was underage, she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew on several occasions. What was your reaction when you heard that?
Well, knowing him as I know him, and he's one of the greatest men I've ever met in my life, and my best friend, and great father to my children, I just thought, I don't understand in this day and age how people can make salacious lies up. This is defamation of character of a person that is the opposite to how he's being portrayed.
Prince Andrew have a nickname at that time?
It was called the c***. Plain and simple, because unfortunately, he upset everyone he come across. He was the most unpopular member of the royal family while I was there. And he was just rude, arrogant. I mean, his sense of self-entitlement was breathtaking.
The Epstein fallout, raining like molten disgust from the sky, is so widespread that the panic amongst the normies has cracked wide open, while the scramble to close Pandora's box by the ghoulish establishment continues to ramp up. The pseudo-British monarchy, pseudo because they are actually German, is again under fire as King Charles, longtime pal of the late cadaver-raping pedophile Jimmy Savile, watches his disgraced brother Prince Andrew get hauled in by police amid the latest Epstein file dumps. The UK elite, essentially a pedo class at this point.
Oh, no, some people want the age of consent to be 4.
What?
What country is this?
UK, our nation, yes.
What?
If you look at the people who are involved in the paedophile information exchange, which was had most of its power probably from the 70s onwards, 80s, 90s, they had funding from the Home Office in the 90s. Mm. Those people are still around. In fact, one of the members of the paedophile information exchange is the treasurer of Edinburgh Pride. Some of them are academics and they look very, very, you know, professional as they're talking about the importance of, you know, giving children their own autonomy.
Tom O'Carroll is a self-confessed, unrepentant pedophile and one of the founding members of the Pedophile Information Exchange. He now shies away from advocating the age of 4. Too easily misunderstood, he says.
The age of 4 came into it insofar as children by that age are normally verbal and can normally say whether they are liking a particular kind of activity or not.
A proclivity passed down from the late Lord Mountbatten Windsor to his pedo relatives.
To the royal family, he was irreplaceable, especially to Prince Charles, who grew up under Mountbatten's watchful eye. But there's one lesson Charles never knew he was being taught: how to hide desire in plain sight. Because Mountbatten was married, but not monogamous, not straight, and not harmless. A 1944 FBI file described him as a homosexual with a perversion for young boys. That wasn't just American paranoia. British intelligence, too, noted that Mountbatten had a lust for working-class youth, often teenage naval cadets, the kind who couldn't say no. In the 1970s, guests at his Broadlands estate described weekends filled with entertainment that rarely included his wife.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor was arrested on his ominous 66th birthday of suspicion of misconduct in public office tied to his Epstein connections and espionage against the state that can carry a life sentence.
Ghislaine Maxwell's family have seen fit to comment. Astonished to see Andrew Mountbatten Windsor arrested today over alleged misconduct in public office linked to material from the so-called Epstein files. You are related to a woman who has been charged with sex trafficking crimes, and you are saying allegedly called the Epstein files. He is entitled to the presumption of innocence and a fair process. What fair process have any of the victims of your relative, Ghislaine Maxwell, received?
Andrew was held for 12 hours, then released under investigation, with cops raiding his former homes the next day. Fresh emails show him allegedly sharing sensitive UK government information about trips to Southeast Asia and Afghan investments with Epstein back in 2010 to 2011 during his trade rep days.
Now they're releasing photos out of the Epstein file of him with fake breasts with babies, playing with babies on the ground with fake breasts. And there's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails all about how do we get babies to suck better? Well, you play a tape with their mama when they're real hungry. You stick it in their mouth. This is training aids to get the babies to willingly approach you. Oh, you like playing with that breast, that fake rubber breast? Here's the breast right here for you. To give them a fake breast with milk in it or whatever. They used to suck it on that, and they just bring them over and now suck on this. And I'm sorry to be gross, but that's what Ted Gunderson told me they did 30 years ago. Now it's in the files.
Do you, sir, believe that these dreadful allegations of babies being sacrificed are true?
I absolutely believe it, without any doubt. Based on the information that's been given to me across the country by numerous survivors and by confidential sources and informants.
Then why didn't you name these people and arrest them? Never a name, never an arrest. These women come out of a group and they insist that they know the people in the group, and yet they do not identify these large, mysterious cults. Name them and arrest them and get them off the street.
Does he not make a valid point?
He makes a valid point. The problem with that is, number one, police officers don't believe it. I may believe it. You may believe it. Some people in your audience may believe it. They don't believe it. Number two, if you decide to investigate these people, you have to, number one, handle it from an undercover operation. If you put an undercover operation into effect, then you have, in a sense, your own police officers become involved in these heinous crimes, and they are, of course, become murderers.
John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
All right, we're going to get back into the latest developments on the Epstein firestorm. Congressman Massey responded to what I had to say yesterday, saying, you and the rest of Congress have the power to unredact. You have access to the unredacted. And that's the first thing MTG said when Congress was given access, which they congressionally weren't given. They didn't have it, and they ordered it, basically. The DOJ knew that. And she said, then we need to have searches for pizza, searches for beef jerky, searches for sex slave, which is all in there, all that stuff. And I'm not mad at Massey. I know the DOJ is covering it up. I'm saying, though, 3 weeks has gone by now, and I've got thousands of these horrible emails, and Massey responded again today, and I'm going to just leave it at that, and I've just been in communication. I'll leave it there. He said, absolutely. He goes, I'm burning the candle at both ends. I need you, when people send in the emails of what they want checked, send us a list. Make sure you put the code that is at the bottom of each email so we can get it, and we will unredact it. Yes, he is a hero. I was not blaming him. I was saying any member of Congress that doesn't start doing this can't then say the DOJ is the only one covering up. They're now aiding in it. And so I was just lighting a fire, making a big issue about this, because I am so incredibly frustrated, and I want this information. Alex Jones calls on Congressman Massey to reveal redacted names from Epstein files after House members accuse or access uncensored docs. So there you go. And that's a whole nother subject, whole nother area, because I've been nice for 3 weeks, just like MTG. She's out of Congress now. She can't see it. Saying, okay, here's some emails we want checked. Here's some. And obviously, it's a giant job. He can't do it all. Even all, 500 members of, the Congress and the House and Senate, they can't do it. But we can certainly get a lot of it out and then pass another law ordering full unredaction. Now, joining us in a moment from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, beautiful, there on the West Coast, one of my favorite places in the world, not the main town, that's just flat, it's the Pacific Ocean, but you go about 35 miles south into the rainforest, and there's crystal clear green water, prettier than Hawaii. I've never seen stuff this pretty, okay? And it's just so sad. Great culture, one of the oldest Catholic churches in this hemisphere is there, 500 years old. I mean, it's just amazing town, and I've researched it. If you go against the cartel there, they've said, we will burn it down. We will blow it up. That's why the Mexican government never did anything, because they're held hostage. I said, when this first started 6 hours ago, I said, you watch. The U.S. military was involved in this, and now we're probably going to end up having attacks up here. But that's the way it is, folks, because Trump is actually cutting off the CIA funding. The New York Times said, oh, it'll crash the stock market if you don't let them launder their money. With Trump, that it's really different. I don't trust all his administration, the bureaucrats, to actually do it. But this is a big deal, and this is directly out of that. So let's roll some footage here of some of the shootouts, the burning cars, people taking hostage at the airport. All of this dramatic footage. Here it is.
Algo está pasando. Todo el mundo está corriendo. Cualquier cosa les avisamos.
Pasó.
No sabemos, todavía no sabemos qué está pasando.
There are literally hundreds of dramatic clips like this. So many I can't even keep track of them all. Hundreds and hundreds of burning buses, 18-wheelers, cars. They're blocking the roads, burning down all sorts of buildings. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of attacks, not just in Puerto Vallarta, but in Guadalajara and other cities. Hospitals are being attacked. Hundreds of videos of police and military in gun battles. This all after the Mexican army, with the U.S. help, kills leader of powerful new generation cartel, Mexican forces kill El Mincho, nation's most wanted cartel boss. Trump said they would do this, but they didn't stop shipping in fentanyl. This is a big deal. Major travel advisories to Mexico because of the CJNG cartel. I predict that Trump's going to send in a big military operation if Mexico authorizes it, and they finally have been bending to his will on that. But we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, in the U.S., gun-wielding Guatemalan under deportation order killed in standoff with police in Georgia. Detroit cops suspended for calling Border Patrol during traffic stops in violation of policy. Chief says his goal is to fire them. It's all coming up. Dan Dix joins us for a little bit of this segment and the next segment. Dan Dix is in Puerto Vallarta. He shot a lot of incredible footage that's on his X account. We'll be going to some of that coming up. So he can give us a first hand as a documentary filmmaker and investigative journalist at Press for Truth. He's out of Canada, but in Mexico. I'm not sure if he was there on vacation or there working on a documentary. Dan Dix, please tell us what's happening. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Actually, I'm in town working. I've been in here speaking at a conference for the last 5 days, and today was supposed to be my one day on the beach, but that all changed quickly when all of a sudden there was smoke filling the skies. I look around and there's literally cars on fire all around the resort where I'm here for the next day. And as you said, they're setting up roadblocks. They're setting Costco's on fire, OXO's on fire, storming hospitals, storming airports. It's absolute mayhem right now, Alex. They said potentially they would be entering private homes and hotels, resorts just like this, by 5 p.m. today if their demands are not met. So I don't think this is about to go away anytime soon. I'm supposed to hop on an airplane tomorrow, but I'm not so sure that's going to happen anymore, Alex, because the situation is getting pretty scary. I mean, I was just outside to shoot a quick video report, and it was an absolute desolate just wasteland, and also eerily quiet because everybody is gone. And military drove past me very, very slowly with their guns and their ski masks. And I thought for a second, man, is this it? Is this my moment? Because they could be the cartel. And even if they're not the cartel, they're the target for the cartel right now. And so I had this one little, I don't get too scared often when I do this kind of work, Alex, but I was shaking in my boots for a good 10 seconds there outside this hotel. But I'm in now. I'm safe for now, at least. And we're just going to see where this thing continues to go and how this unfolds over the next, you know, day or so. Hopefully I can.
I want to go back to some footage that just showed you. I believe it's from your site, Press for Truth, where you're standing on the beach. And it's the most powerful shot I've seen anybody put out yet. And it just shows 20 miles up the coast, all these plumes of smoke from all these fires. This is just amazing. Is this footage you shot?
Yeah, that's my footage, presfortruth.ca. This is just like one of many plumes of smoke I was able to film. Just earlier to this, hotel staff were telling everybody to evacuate the beach. Everybody left the beach. All the people you're seeing here are new people who came out and didn't even, you know, the chairs open up and they just flood. They didn't know what was happening other than being able to see the smoke here. But yeah, this is my footage of just stepping outside the resort here for a minute, looking around and seeing multiple fires all over the place. There was another one on the other side of the building. So we were essentially surrounded by smoldering, burning cars. As I understand it, they target taxis. There was some attendees at the conference that I was just speaking at who their taxi was taken over. The driver was killed and murdered in front of them. All their luggage, including their passport, was burnt in the car. So there's people who I was just spending time with at a conference whose lives have just been completely flipped upside down during this tragic event.
Absolutely. So, unbelievable. Pray for them and pray for your safety. When we come back, Dan, maybe stuck in there for a while, beautiful Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, paradise turns into hell. We're going to come back and talk about, are they going to strike inside the United States? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Themos. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Themos because it's a thyroid issue, and the Themos has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue. Yeah, the Methylene Blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I loved his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you're a radio listener and you're not seeing this, we are showing footage from the coastline of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Some of the most beautiful beaches and water in the world. And just great culture. It's really my favorite place in Mexico, and I've been all over Mexico. And it's been relatively safe over the years, but the cartel that's run it has always said, you take out our leadership, we will destroy this place. They threatened to take hostages. They have at the airport. We don't know the latest details on that. They've taken them at hospitals. I think at this point, to say hundreds of vehicles have been burned up is an underestimate. You got other attacks all over the country. You've got police and military getting killed all over the place. They're just randomly killing bus drivers and taxi drivers and burning down Costco's. This is footage. Dan Dix, award-winning documentary filmmaker, who's there live at a business conference or media conference, shooting this footage and just so much more. He's actually shot footage of the cars being exploded. Very, very dangerous situation. And it's perfect case of compartmentalization. If you just joined us, they tell everybody get off the beach this morning when it's his only day off, Sunday, when it starts. And then everybody looks out their windows and sees them getting off the beach. So they run out to get their chairs. I mean, this is like, talk about polishing silverware on the deck of the Titanic. Dan Dix, please continue with your observations, what you've seen. And then obviously your geopolitical brain in your own right. Clearly, when I saw this morning, I said they're guaranteed the U.S. military is involved. Now they admit they were. The cartels have said they'll hit us in the U.S. as well. That is obviously not wise of them, but that's shown they're willing to do anything. This, I think, is going to escalate quickly. What do you think?
Well, as I understand it, Alex, there's now military helicopters flying around the area, and I've heard that in the past, when these types of things have happened before, the cartel have targeted them and have even shot at them. They literally have rocket launchers at their disposal, these cartel members, and can potentially do that. So this thing could still potentially escalate to some majorly, seriously bad situations. As it is right now, I should tell you, this could get cut. They've warned that they might cut the power. And that, you know, that could be happening at any minute now, just to try to, I guess, stifle their plans. And so we, like you mentioned, I'm just leaving a conference. They're actually still doing this conference, the Dollar Vigilante Summit, the TDV Summit, is still going on right now. And I'm seeing reports of people who are being forced out of their hotels. They're looking out their window from their balconies over there, and they're seeing the same things I'm seeing from here. Cars on fire, motorcycles on fire, convenience stores being blown up. So as I understand it, this is happening all over Mexico. It's like countrywide right now. I'm, of course, in Puerto Vallarta. But yeah, I think there's a good chance this is not just going to be kind of a one-off event for this particular day. I think this certainly could continue to escalate over the next coming days, maybe even week, as the military now has promised to get involved. And where is that going to go from here? Only time will tell. But I'm going to basically just bunker down. As I said earlier, I went outside and it got a little scary for a moment there. So I'm sure my mom would appreciate if I just sit tight right here in this current resort where it seems to be safe for now.
And just to be clear, you're saying the government's talking about cutting the power.
Correct. The government is talking about cutting the power. I can only, you know, assume this is to try to, you know, stifle the efforts of the cartel to do whatever they're going to do. But that's the understanding that I have, you know, just from hearing some of the things on the grounds here. So it's,
well, where is Bukele when you need him? They have the highest crime rate in the world, now the second lowest in the world, just because they arrested 40,000 people that all have criminal records already. Their tattoos show how many murders they've committed. I mean, you know, these are desperate measures here. But desperate times call for desperate measures. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think everybody's desperate here. And, you know, when you're talking about taking out one of the top drug kingpins in the Mexican cartel, that's like basically a declaration of war. You know what I mean? So, as I said, I don't think this thing's going to slow down anytime soon. These guys mean serious business. They have rocket launchers. I've seen the footage of cartel members who are dressed up looking like the military. That's why you can't really be too sure on who you're dealing with here. So if you're out in the streets, anybody who you see that looks like military, stay the heck away from them because they could be cartel. And obviously they also could be the target of the cartel. So
what do we know about the latest on hostages in the airport and all the rest of it?
Yeah, I've seen scary, scary footage of people running for their lives in Guadalajara airport. The Puerto Vallarta airport right here in Puerto Vallarta had quite a scare. There was people who were ordered off their airplane running around on the tarmac or whatever you call it, like the, you know, outside of the airplanes trying to get escorted to a bus to safety. So basically, you know, everything is being shut down. Right now, as I said, it's like a deserted wasteland outside of this particular resort right now. Scary times. I, you know, didn't see this coming, obviously. You know, I'm supposed to be relaxing today, the final, my one and only day to take some time to spend some time with my wife on the beach, but that quickly got flipped upside down. But, you know, let's not worry about me. There's people who have died today. You know, there's families who are missing their loved ones today. And so, you know, we need to pray for everybody that in Puerto Vallarta right now, because as I said, I don't think this is about to slow down. I don't, this is just too big right now to just stop, you know, today.
It's massively kinetic. And so this, the most vicious cartel, this new generation cartel, is not playing games. And obviously, you know, the cartels tend to fight with each other. If they got unified, it'd be a big issue. They've got armored personnel carriers, tanks, you name it. They got a lot of that equipment up on the Arizona border, Texas border. And that's why Trump's put the military on the border. Some would say, oh, well, you know, Trump's escalated this by going after the cartels. It shows that Mexico is a failed state to a great extent. When you've got stuff like this going on, and, you know, there's been quite a few times that we've sent the U.S. military into Mexico. I'm not trying to endorse that. I'm just saying that is the point that we're really getting at and get, you know, getting to here, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Like the situation is clearly out of control. You know, something has to be done when you've got cartel members who have this much power. I mean, they certainly run the show around here. And that if that, you know, is just allowed to continue, you know, just, you know, unvetted or whatever, more people are going to die. More, you know, situations are going to like this are going to arise, you know, when they can just have carte blanche power to do whatever they want. So, again, this looks like the beginning of something big. You know, this is like a cartel war. This is a showdown with the government and those who want to run the show.
You said this is a, you know, this is a war, not even a civil war. This is a drug cartel, drug cartels that are acting as the government in many places, controlling many of the members of the Mexican Congress and governors. They say more than half the governors are under cartels control. And so Trump is right when he says that Mexico is a failed state. The drug cartels have essentially taken it over. And you're seeing an example right here. This is the definition of terrorism: carrying out violence or threatening violence for your political, cultural, economic demands. To scare the public and government into submission. And that's what this is. And I agree with you, that, I mean, I would imagine that I think the airport's closed where you are now, right?
Yeah, everything is shut down. They're not letting anybody fly. And in fact, you know, I wanted to just run to the store to grab some things, and they strictly advised me here at the hotel in the at the concierge, do not go outside. And I got to admit, that's pretty good advice. Like when I went outside earlier, I feared for my life for a good solid 10 seconds there when the military drove by. I was standing right in front of a burning car that was just smoldering. There was another one a few hundred feet back, and I'm sitting there shooting a video on my cell phone as I do, you know, just documenting this stuff. And these guys creep on by. They slow right down. My heart started beating, Alex. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty intense and pretty scary. So everybody is essentially on lockdown right now in Puerto Vallarta. Everybody is advised, do not leave your hotel room. Do not leave your home. And maybe that's why the cartel said, we're going to go into homes and we're going to go into hotels at 5 o'clock p.m. Puerto Vallarta time if their demands aren't met. So even being on lockdown inside of these nice fancy resorts, not that fancy, but it's a nice resort, you're not necessarily safe.
Just to be clear, from the footage you showed up and down the coast there, because it goes on for like 40 miles and runs up into the beautiful rainforest mountains. I've stayed there in the south where basically it ends, and there's just one road then going into the jungle. It is just ultra gorgeous. The people are so nice there, the nicest I've run into, you know, in Mexico in general. And again, it's the epicenter of this. Like you said, all over Mexico, this is happening right now. And it looks to me like the footage you shot that they were burning cars and things very, very close to you, burning buildings.
Yeah, extremely close. You can see the resort there, the blue balconies. Directly on the other side of that was a huge plume of smoke. And that's when I decided, you know what? let me grab, you know, a camera. Let me go outside and start to document this stuff because, you know, that's what I do. And I happen to be here right when it's kicking off. So I did exactly that. I put myself in danger's way to try to, you know, get you guys the footage. And, thankfully nothing bad happened, but I mean, there's probably other reporters.
Well, you got this footage right here, burning vehicles right there.
Oh, they're all over the place. You know, cars exploding, buses on fire, taxi cabs on fire. It's not even safe to be jumping into a Uber. Here's where the security was advising everybody to get off the beach, get away from the tiki hut bar, get away from these, you know, these things. And then, like you said, everybody kind of flowed in when they saw, oh, the seats are free and they don't even know what's going on. So this is why we have to report on this stuff, Alex, because, you know, the mainstream media is sure not going to tell it like it is. And that's why it's so incredibly important. I want to thank you for having me on the show so we can break this down, what's happening live in Puerto Vallarta, because people's lives have been changed today. I would just really call out for the viewers of this show to pray for everybody in Puerto Vallarta. It's absolutely tragic what we've seen today.
All right. I'm going to go to one of your reports right now. I'm going to let you get back to uploading and taking care of your wife. In closing, how's your wife handling this?
She's okay. I mean, it's a scary situation. I know her mom and my mom are watching at home right now, you know, praying as well, hopefully, you know, hoping we stay safe. But it's certainly a scary situation. I mean, this was supposed to be her one day. You know, she's been helping me at this conference. I've been speaking at this conference for the last 5 days, and we had one day to enjoy ourselves on the beach. But work calls, Alex, and so, you know, I do.
Yeah,
what
you
I have
must
to
not
do
been working. You must have been working a lot, because if I was down there, I'd be red as a lobster even when I was working. I was in Miami working, but I still found some time to get on the beach. All right, Dan Dix, be safe. Join us again. When were you supposed to fly out?
I'm supposed to fly out tomorrow evening, but that's all up in the air now. I really don't know what's going to happen anymore. I may have to extend my stay. That's very, very possible. So if you want to hop on again tomorrow, we can do
that.
Yeah,
please, please. We'll be following you on X, Press for Truth. And, yeah, the morning show, my show tomorrow, the morning show, 8 a.m. Central, and of course, my show, 11 a.m. Central, Dan Dix, PFT, Press for Truth, there on X. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Wow. I mean, I almost went on vacation in Puerto Vallarta in January. Came 2 inches, but was too busy. Just going to go for 5 days. I was going to take my middle daughter for her birthday. Her birthday's right after mine, but that's when we could go. And I just said, honey, I'm just too busy. I'm not going to do it. Wow. Again, the big issue here is that obviously this is going to continue to escalate. Even if it fizzles right now, you get a fire this big, this much kinetic action. The Mexican elements of the Mexican government that aren't as corrupt, they're going to go wild. I predict Trump is going to really crack down now, and this validates what he's been saying. And then I predict they're going to kill federal agents in Mexico and the United States. And I think any feds listening to that, any DEA or federal marshals or FBI, I think they know that. And I mean, they're going to kill you. And so then you got the Democrats with a backdrop, you know, releasing all these people, letting them out. I see articles every day where someone will murder somebody and a liberal judge lets them out and they go rape somebody else. I mean, I got 3 or 4 examples, new ones today. I mean, total cuckoo town. And then all over these blue cities, if the police pull somebody over and they've got a murder conviction or a rape conviction, they're there illegally, and the cops call ICE, and they're fired in Minnesota. They're fired in Michigan. They're fired in California. They're fired in blue cities in Texas. That is freaking criminal. Just today, multiple illegal aliens dying in firefights, trying to kill the feds. It's just crazy. And you've seen all these attacks on the border now, shooting up the Border Patrol and the Marines, the Army, because they're all so damn emboldened now. All right. You have the second attempted assassination at Mar-a-Lago overnight. The assassin being killed. Former Army with gasoline and a shotgun. Got through the wire, got onto the property. You've got Trump maybe a negotiation tactic, but he's got the bombers already, and they told the military to get ready to go in the next 48 hours. That's from high-level sources I have and high-level CIA sources as well. I'll be getting to that coming up. I want to first get into the Epstein stuff and, again, explain how politics works, folks, and why I called out Congressman Massey in a nice way yesterday, and it was very successful at doing what I wanted. I said to my co-host, Thomas Siska, who's going to be joining me later in the next hour with a bunch of research he's done on the Epstein stuff, minute by minute it's coming out, so horrible, so unbelievable, but we already knew, but it's just total confirmation. And I said, watch this. And I knew what I was doing with the Massey thing, and I explained it to Massey. He says he understands, gets it. So leave it at that. So very, very good things happening, but I don't know why other people don't know how to pull this type of stuff, okay? And I'll explain what I pulled yesterday, confused a lot of people, and it got instant success, okay? I'll explain coming up. But first, here's a short report from Dan Dix. Pray for everybody in Mexico. And pray for our law enforcement, because the cartels have always said, and they've done it before, you mess with us, particularly this one, we're going to kill law enforcement. And they're just killing random taxi drivers and random people at airport attendants and tourists. Okay, so these people don't play games. They've got to be smashed. And we've got to have zero tolerance for these drugs coming in. And notice, cartels 30 years ago weren't devil worshippers in Mexico. They weren't sacrificing kids then. They wouldn't kill kids back then. Like the Italian mafia here. And now they're all into devil worship, and they're all into killing kids and raping women and selling organs, because they just get worse and worse. That's how evil is. The more you let it fester like a wound, like gangrene, it gets worse and worse. And that's why it's got to be dealt with. Here's Dan Dix reporting from the epicenter of the terror attacks in Puerto Vallarta.
So everybody is being told to leave the area right now, here on the beach. The tiki bar is being cleared out. All of these things are being cleared out. It's being roped off right now. They're asking that everybody vacate the area and leave immediately. You can see the smoke. I don't know if you can, the smoke in the sky. But we were just walking on the beach and we saw smoke everywhere. And we're being informed that there's major, major cartel violence happening right now all over Puerto Vallarta. Apparently, they've captured a top-ranking cartel member. And when that happens, all-out war happens. A number of cars have been set on fire, motorcycles set on fire. In fact, there were some attendees of Anarcopoco who were in a taxi cab. Taxi drivers are apparently targeted by the cartel. They were they had their car shot at. The taxi driver was murdered, and the car was set on fire. All of their luggage has been burnt, including their clothes and passports, in fact. So it's a pretty scary, dire situation right now. We're being told, do not go out at all. Do not walk in the streets. Do not get in a taxi or an Uber. Do not go to the airport. In fact, the entire airport may be shut down right now because of this cartel violence. I mean, we heard Trump mentioning a while back that he's going to go after the cartel in Mexico. Is this the beginning of that? Are we witnessing it live? I don't know, but everybody here has just been instructed to leave the area immediately. The entire beach here is being shut down. It's clearing out. And really, really intense situation going on here in Puerto Vallarta. So I'm going to continue to document this as we do. We're going to stay safe in our hotel. I don't know if you can see the smoke in the air, but it's all over the place. It's thinned out now in the last hour, but apparently, from what I understand, there's a whole bunch of cartel violence happening all over the city right now. We don't fly out until tomorrow, but hopefully it's not going to be an issue for us, because as it is right now, the airports might even be shut down. I hear the military is getting involved. Some of these cartel have, in the past,
shot down military helicopters because they literally own rocket launchers. So this is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. Again, everybody is being forced to vacate the bar, the beach area, and smoke in the air. Major situation.
All right, we'll be following this as it unfolds. The whole world's kicking off. That is the time we're in. Now, let me give you a little prelude to this. Yesterday I did a live show for like 3 hours, and I covered all the newest horrible Epstein stuff. Now there's even more. How the DOJ is actively covering up, how this is terrible, how the Democrats themselves are cherry-picking things and using innuendo against Trump, and all the real bad stuff's 99% them, but then why is Trump covering up? It's just a horrible situation. And then I said, you've had 3 weeks, Congress. You're able to go in and see it unredacted. I want to start seeing the emails about we're delivering the sex slaves and dead bodies and draining blood of children and buying babies and one kid for seven people and all this stuff. I want to see those names unredacted to Jeffrey Epstein. And I said, Massey's been the leader of exposing this. He's been a hero. And so I want to see it from him. MTG asked him 3 weeks ago, hey, this is what I want to see looked at. You're like, well, wait, Massey's not the one covering up. We know the DOJ is doing it. I'm saying on this area, two separate things, we need to start seeing the unmasking in the beef jerky and the deliveries of the pizza and the buying the babies and hunting the humans. And I've got dozens of new ones with Epstein talking about eating babies, delivering the flesh of babies to people where they say babies. I'll be covering it with Thomas Siska coming in. And hunting humans and hunting black people and all of this stuff, okay? And then we have all these witnesses saying those things over the decades, not just with him, but other cults. So that's why this is so horrible. These aren't jokes, okay? This is real. And so we need what we've got to, okay, the FBI redacted it. They shouldn't have, or the DOJ. But now Congress has a right to see it. They need to start releasing that stuff. There's thousands of bombshell ones, okay, that are red-handed evidence of crime. Unmask them now. Why do you think all these resignations are happening of leftists and globalists worldwide? It's them. We have their ass. But people in Congress, and I've talked to some of them, they're scared to specifically go after people. They're willing to put it out and let you figure it out, but I get people being scared. I get people being primaried. I get people being threatened when they do the right thing. So pray for Massey. But I'm up here strategically looking at this, and I knew that if I came out, just it's just a log jam on purpose at the DOJ, and said, okay, they're covering up, we know that, but we have 3 million emails over here with the names and all the horrible crimes. This is proof right here, enough to blow their whole system to hell. So let's try to get the stuff they're hiding, but we got this right now. Congress, release the damn names. And then I tied it to Massey. If you and everybody else don't start doing that, I'll say you're part of it. I didn't say you were part of it. I said I'm being sensational to make this a big focal point because it is sensational. And everybody thinking about what we already have. Okay? God, I mean, that seems so simple to me. Where is the logic? Why did no one else think of this? For 3 weeks I've been saying, it's unredacted. Okay? Give it to us. People like choose sides. Well, Trump's bad and Massey's good, so we're asking Massey to do it. He is good, so we're asking him to do it. All right, all orders at thealexjonesstore.com and the very best supplements, you name it, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, big sale going right now. It ends tomorrow. Free hat, InfoWars hat, free 1776 hat with every order right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Thanks for the funding. We're fighting tyranny point blank. Fearlessly stay with us. Shuttle I feed. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90%, chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
On the Massey situation, in the next segment, I'm going to start plowing into all these new Epstein documents, imminent war with Iran, and hope we can stop that. The attempted assassination again of Trump yesterday, but he wasn't even at Mar-a-Lago. It's all coming up. But I want to explain this again, because I know the listeners are smart, but on X and places, it became a top trending deal, and most people supported me and saw what I was saying, but about 30%, mainly Democrats and you know, some Republicans that just, you know, are done with Trump, they're like, why are you covering up for Trump? It's the DOJ covering it up. Well, if you watch the three-hour show, I probably said that 50 times, probably 100. And so this isn't going away, and this is a defining issue, and this will bring down the whole globalist system. Screw the stock market. I think the stock market will go up if we actually, you know, brought down the globalist. But regardless, I want the satanic elite off our backs. This is a great moment for humanity of vindication and the truth of that it's a fight between good versus evil. So as negative as Trump going sideways on this is, overall, worldwide, the awakening's here, the great awakening's here. That's incredibly positive. So I don't know. I mean, MTG's talked about it, a few others. Hey, we're weeks and weeks and weeks into Congress having access to the unredacted list and names. We want the 500 members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, to start going in there, and there's all these, you know, sites and groups and journalists that have compiled, Mike Benz and Mario Nafal and myself and countless others, that my researchers that are just posting dozens and sometimes hundreds and showing a day hundreds of new horrible things that are confirmed. It's just unspeakable. Not just what's there, but the volume. And so a couple weeks ago, I'm like, well, hurry up, start, you know, unredacting, give us the stuff. Search pizza, search sex slave, search, you know, here it is. You know, here's the emails. Here's the code number on the bottom from the DOJ. Please, you're allowed to go get it. You're allowed to unredact it on the congressional floor. You have liability protection when you do that from lawsuit. And Massey responded to me last night and said, look, you can read his 7-point thing. He says, I have unredacted some stuff. I'm running for Congress right now. I'm under a pincer attack. I'm the one getting all this out. I've already pressed them. I've gotten, you know, the law already passed, trying another law passed to make them unredact everything. But he goes, okay, send me, and he put this out several times, the EFTA numbers, an overhead shot, please. That is on the bottom of each email and each document. If you zoom in right there, he wants the number. So email his office, email your other Congress people, your Congress critters, Democrat and Republican, and you send all this stuff you see, all this incredible garbage, this evil, just flood them all with this and say, I want you to go look at this. I mean, I've got Rothschilds, all of them here, and the names blacked out, talking about hunting humans, hunting black people, all the hundreds of emails talking about eating babies, eating flesh, eating cream cheese, all these code words we know are the most sick things you can imagine. Cream cheese is the feces out of the intestines of a baby. Also the mix, creating all sorts of weird concoctions and talking about sending the beef jerky and the cream cheese off to labs. And, you know, we have more cream cheese. We're walking it up and we're going to chop it up and put it in the freezer and then fly it out. I mean, this is it, folks. Okay. What is the Wicked Witch in Hansel and Gretel that they know is at least 600-year-old fairy tale tell the kids, you know, that get lost out in the forest or whatever, or their parents are too poor, they want to get rid of them, but they dump them out in the forest and they've got breadcrumbs. And then the witch grabs them, but she's blind and, you know, she wants to fatten them up, so she puts them in a cage and gives them all these sweets for a while. Well, they learn to stick a chicken bone out or whatever, so she fills it and thinks they're still skinny. And I think the woodsman comes by and kills her or whatever. The point is, and they escape. The point is that that all comes from a real place, okay? Yeah, there they are. 30 kids between 6 and 7. Then we go back, promised an abundant of young pussy fresh. I mean, this is to Jeffrey Epstein. We're delivering the sex slave to the Hyatt. The sex slave's been delivered. Unredacted now!
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Minnesota, very smart, will be covering all the insanity that is unfolding and going on from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. But you're here with me and Thomas Sisko, one of our great researchers, is coming in next segment until this hour ends. Then I'll be back 11 a.m. Central tomorrow with the weekday transmission. All right. Here's the deal. I got Bill Maher saying there's no way anybody's eating human flesh Friday night. I got Megyn Kelly saying there's no way Democrats are eating babies. We have all these other people just saying they don't believe it. Oh, but you do believe they're raping kids now, not just 14-year-old girls, not just underage. Oh, you do believe all this other stuff, but not that. But before, you didn't believe that. I'm going to explain something. They've dug up archaeological sites in Africa, Europe, the Middle East, Asia, the British Isles, Albion, under its ancient name, and they've dug up pyramid complexes all over the United States with mass human sacrifice remains. There was Aztec-type culture all over the U.S., the East Coast, you name it, West Coast. They've dug it up all over Germany, all over France, the exact same stuff they just dug up in Carthage. Tens of thousands of children, just what they found, killed while they were alive, because they can tell by the archaeology, burned alive to Moloch. So, and that's what the Romans wrote in their history. And was one of the reasons they went in and took them over. And people said, oh, that was an exaggeration of the Romans. Now they know it was not an exaggeration. And it wasn't just the Carthaginians that were doing it. And that's in North Africa, but Carthaginians were mainly Greek and Sicilian in their original bloodline. They've genetically tested the skeletons. So this goes on all over the place. This is the norm in the Bible. Abraham is told, stop human sacrifice. Don't do it anymore. There's hundreds of verses. Do not give any of your children to be sacrificed to Moloch, for you must not profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Do not permit any of your children to be offered as a sacrifice to Moloch, for you must not bring shame on the name of your God. And that's all over the Old Testament, okay? And then everything that where they talk about what's going on, they've dug up all this stuff, okay? That's just one Bible verse. There's a whole bunch of them, okay? And people just say, oh, that's crazy. You know, the Satanist always, oh, nobody really kills people. Nobody reads blood. The entire Satanism, Aleister Crowley thing is about drinking people's bodily fluids, okay? That's why Christ said, stop doing that. Have this wine as my blood. Have this bread as my body. It was that he pointed. I'm the last sacrifice. I gave myself willingly. Stop it. That's why he said, I have come to not overturn the Old Testament, but to fulfill it. The two things go together like a horse and carriage. So a person that doesn't understand world history reads the Bible and says, this is gibberish. But if you know history and then you study all the archaeology they've discovered, it's all accurate, extremely accurate. That's why people say, oh, the Bible's literal, but then you'll have these mainline preachers. But the big wheels landing and spaceships flying around and giants and aliens breeding with humans, that's all metaphorical. No, it's not. Noah wasn't perfect in his generation. He was a perfect person. Christ was the only person that was sinless, God in flesh. No, it's very clear the whole chapters before is that the sons of men came down from space, the heavens, and impregnated the daughters of humanity and made hybrids that were evil. And God saw that almost none of the genetics was good, so he wiped out the earth. And every culture tells the same thing. So the whole Bible is about God wiping out devil worshipers and wiping out human-animal, human-alien hybrids. That's what it is. It's what it says. And then now they're like, well, we've been given classified briefings on the five underwater alien bases. It's all coming out, folks. It's all coming out. We live in the age of discovery. We live in the age of revelation. We live in the age of the big reveal. And there'll be disinformation and stuff mixed in there, and none of it's going to be perfect, but buckle up, buckaroos, because as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the time of the coming of the Antichrist. And I don't know if that's 10 years from now or 100 years from now or next week. But the whole world could see the beast as a hologram. The whole world could worship the beast and see the signs and wonders of the beast. And the beast could heal the sick. And the beast could manifest matter. And the beast could call down fire from heaven. And they had to worship the beast and the beast system and take the mark of the beast in their forehead or hand as signs of fealty to follow the beast system. You don't just take the mark and then everything's fine. You have to serve the global social credit score and all the updates. And they talk about the image of the beast being seen in all the capitals of the world and being described as like 50 to 100 feet tall, speaking to everyone. It's the big AI avatar. And it can be a huge hologram or it can be a huge robot body. And there'll be 10 million of them walking around. Possessed by the spirit of the beast, the AI. The whore of Revelations. The Antichrist rides in on the dragon, rides in on the beast. The whore of Babylon rides him in. The beast system. And it's a genetic injection you're given that basically takes over your genetics and turns you into a transhumanist creature that is the true final mark of the beast. I remember there was this little church, and they would meet at a hotel up in North Austin. What do they call that? Texas Best Seminars. And the guy was a preacher, but he was put on these Patriot seminars. What was his name? I remember like 28, 29 years ago. What was that guy's name? We're at dinner at some Denny's or something after the church service, like at 10 at night. And we're all sitting around a big booth. And I'm like, well, the mark of the beast is, you know, digital system to buy and sell to control every aspect of your life. We didn't call it social credit card. He goes, no, that's only part of it. He goes, I've been given a vision. You'll be given an injection that takes over your genetics and begins to make you where you can merge the machines and be transhumanist. And he goes, I continue to have this dream, this vision. That's what it's going to be. And I was like, wow, this is just an old country boy. What was his name? Steve Quayle. Right around that time was writing books saying the same thing. And he was being given, literally, God was saying, this is what's going to happen. This is what it's going to look like. This is what's going to go on. Steve Quayle, you know, he's always very reactionary and very, very, right at the moment because he wants to get people awake. But when it comes to being the trailblazer, I actually was thinking about Steve yesterday and today because I saw a bunch of my books were in my office, his books, and I was cleaning them out in case we shut down next month, which is close. Anytime the receiver is saying he might shut us down any day, maybe tomorrow. And I was flipping back through them, and I was just like, stuff he wrote like 30 years ago, it all came true. It's just wild. I mean, like, we are all so vindicated, folks. It is absolutely crazy. So, look at this. This was a post on X, and links through the archaeological files. You can look at mainline archaeology findings just last year. Overhead shot right here, please. And this is the Carthaginians, a description from the Roman histories. They've now dug it all up and are able to read the stone tablets confirming it all. And here they are sacrificing children to the fires. They just open up like an oven and throw them in. And it says, archaeological evidence reveals that ancient Carthaginian practice child sacrifice on a scale previously dismissed as Roman propaganda. The Topet of Carthage, a sacred burial ground dating to 800 to 146 B.C., contains thousands of urns filled with charred infants and child remains. Modern excavations and bone analysis confirmed these weren't stillbirths or natural deaths. They weren't cremated while they were dead, but deliberate ritual killings performed during crisis periods and as offerings to the god Baal, you can also call him Moloch, Hammon, and Tanit. And then it goes on. Well, that's weird. It's different in German. Hammon means that. The practice called Moloch in Punic inscriptions, see, same name, targeted children from elite Carthaginian families. Parents offered their firstborn sons during military defeats, famines, or plagues, believing the sacrifice would restore divine favor. Inscriptions on commemorative stones describe these offerings explicitly. Roman and Greek historians, including, it goes through them, documented the practice in horrifying detail, describing bronze statues with outstretched arms beneath which fires consumed living children while drums drowned their screams. It goes on and on. And it gets into all the DNA and who they were and what they were doing. So that's the reality of this. And we've got all these emails, Jeffrey Epstein, and the Rothschilds and people, most of it, you know, a lot of it blacked out, saying it was really great hunting those people to death last night. Yeah, we killed a bunch of blacks, call them N-words. And then in the 20s in Europe, they had huge conferences in giant sports stadiums, at huge cost, reenacting, that's one right there, human sacrifice of children. So here's Megyn Kelly, and I've also got from yesterday Bill Maher, so let's try to grab that, saying he doesn't believe it. It's, you know, it's crazy. It's in the Roman histories. It's in the Greek histories. It's in the Carthaginian histories now that they've dug them up. It is in the Jewish histories, okay? And what Plato wrote about is in the Old Testament, the exact same thing. Okay? So this is a fact. Just like you can go and get a tour at Chichen Itza, and they'll have people with degrees from Mexico City, archaeologists, and they will sit there and explain it to you, and they're all mostly Hispanic. And I've gotten tours down there at least 6-7 times, Chichen Itza alone. I've been to many other temples. So fascinating. And they're just like, yeah, they lie, the liberals in the U.S., and say they didn't sacrifice children and women and everybody. Of course they did. You know, the Aztecs basically exhausted their population. They killed the majority of the people by the end. And then that's why Cortez, like 240 men, took over Mexico City. Because the best and the strongest is what the gods demanded. You know, Mesoamericans, when they dig up their skeletons from 15, 20,000 years ago, they're 6 foot tall, the men, many of them, on average, almost 6 feet tall. Why do you think the folks in Central and South America, the natives, from the native stock that aren't mainly Spaniard, why do you think the men are like 5'2", and the women are like 4.5 feet tall? It's because they, if you were tall, oh, and if you had blue eyes, you were completely, or albino, you were just dead. Same thing in Africa. If you're an albino, they're killing you, they're eating you in most areas because it's seen as magic. It's the same crap all over the place, over and over again, okay? This is human history. This is what brings down civilization. This is 100% real, like the sun coming up in the morning. And it all continues. It never went away. It just stayed underground. Okay? The whole vampire metaphor is a metaphor for the Satanist. And if you want to know who our leaders are, they are devil-worshipping vampires, okay? Period. 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 You understand? And it just goes from there. And so you hear all this depraved stuff, and it doesn't sound real. It's because these people have gone over the edge of a cliff, and there's no bottom to hell. It just gets worse and worse and worse, and generally leads to the Satanists finally just killing themselves. Miserable, husk, demon-possessed, totally controlled. You have Les Wexner saying, I am possessed by a demon. It runs my life. He names the demon. It's in the emails that they're under demon control. Epstein was under demonic control. This is real. Every time people take DMT, the little elves show up and say, oh, you'll live forever. You'll be divine, but you must get rid of your bodies. You must kill everyone. Humans are bad. Join us. Kill yourself. I'll give you secrets of knowledge and power. And they look like little elves. They wear little green hats. They go, ooh, take a little green hat off. Ooh, I got horns. Seriously. I mean, so, and people that are atheists go and they see this. And it's just like, what the hell is this? You have people in groups hallucinating on it, and they're all talking to the same demon at the same time. That's all documented. Because it lifts the interdimensional veil. Your eyes are already seeing all this. Your brain's picking up. But you've got the unconscious, the subconscious. There's a filter with the cerebral cortex because you can't handle it, folks. Can't handle it. Can't handle it. You're blind. Except not in your soul. Not in your DNA. Not in your electrochemical transceivers. The sixth sense isn't some weak sense. It is your main sense. More important than all the others combined. It is your sense. All right, let's go to these people denying it. It just can't be true, even though all of it's just coming out. Here it is.
My general feeling is that people who believe in Pizzagate hate that interview, and I'm not one of the people who believes in Pizzagate at all.
Joining me now in a Kelly File exclusive, James Alefantis, owner of Comet Ping Pong in Washington, D.C. James, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What a terrible ordeal this must have been for you.
It has been.
When this man walked into your restaurant with this gun, firing multiple shots, no one was injured.
And then I got blamed for this. Now, this is an old compilation. Here she is last week saying that, again, she still doesn't believe any of it. Here it is.
So, no, I don't.
You interviewed James Alefantis, and that was the Comet Pizza.
That was at Fox.
Oh, was that Fox? I can't recall which station it was, but it was mainstream, you know, media. So my question is, so you didn't press him on anything. He had a, they showed an image of a girl taped down to a table, and she was smiling. He said it was his goddaughter or niece or whoever. But you didn't press it, but that's grooming. And so I'm not going into the Pizzagate question. My question for you is, have you changed your position on, or do you take a stand now that you're not working for Fox any longer, on that interview?
I don't remember the specifics of that interview. My general feeling is that people who believe in Pizzagate hate that interview, and I'm not one of the people who believes in Pizzagate at all. So I can't defend one particular exchange that I don't remember the whole interview. I just know I interviewed him, and I did not believe and do not believe that Hillary Clinton and John Podesta are running a child sex trafficking ring out of Comet Pizza. No.
My question was about the photograph of the girl being...
But as I say, I don't remember that. I'm sure if I had seen anything...
Let's stop here and go to Bill Maher in a moment, but let's just explain something. It's in the WikiLeaks delivering 7, 9, and 11-year-old kids, girls, for John Podesta's pleasure in a hot tub in a secluded facility in northern New York, upstate New York. And all this other garbage, it just goes on hours of it just to read the emails, okay? His brother does full magazine spreads in the Washington Post 2007 about pedophilia and how great it is, okay? With the images of kids being tortured and raped, okay? Cartoon images of it, paintings of it. You've seen it a million times. The New York Times and CNN, they focus, again, I know most of you know this, but for those who don't, on Comet Ping Pong, where they had a bunch of events and a bunch of weird art and weird stuff, but where we can't prove what's going on, to then say, oh, none of it's real because of that place. Oh, none of it's real in the whole world, all because the story they planted on 4chan and 8chan was a distraction from all the real stuff. And the FBI files and all of it. So that's the game they play. She's a lawyer. She knows what she's doing. Shame on Megyn Kelly. Let's go to the Bill Maher.
A child sex.
I apologized to QAnon a couple of weeks ago. I said, you know, when it comes to this Epstein stuff, you had it righter than me. Now, they also believe a lot of real batshit nonsense. But when
for
it
now, you think it's batshit,
they
right?
Don't eat babies. Democrats don't eat babies. You think they eat babies?
They just abort them in mass and sexualize them and cut their genitals off.
No, there are other
and babies. Euthanize them.
I don't know. No, you can laugh all
it's
you
surreal.
Want. But, I mean, there is some sick stuff in here that is implying...
But that's not eating babies. Come on.
I'm not saying they're eating babies. I'm saying okay. There is talk of consumption and it ain't pizza. And I'm not saying that I am QAnon by any means, but this is deep, dark, satanic, awful, sacrificial, and this stuff is gross.
See, this is what I'm saying. Here I am sacrificing myself, saying, you know what, I was wrong, QAnon, and then you don't meet me halfway. You insist they might be eating babies.
You, Kelly, caught thousands of TDA doing it in El Salvador and here.
QAnon said there's this vast elites around the world.
Oh, let's stop there. Yeah, the QAnon people take credit for Ted Gunderson and everybody else that exposed this and act like it's all them saying it. So when they put out stuff that isn't accurate, again, that discredits all the real stuff. And they go, oh, QAnon. No, the emails, the FBI files, the survivors describing stuff years ago that's now in the emails in the same dates, the same places. The Attorney General of New Mexico is saying, no, they're pretty sure there's dead bodies of dead kids at Zorro Ranch underground bases. Okay, this is all coming out, boys and girls. It's all coming out. And I don't think Bill Maher is involved. I don't think Megyn Kelly's involved. But they just can't get their mind wrapped around that there are people that operate and act like this. Now, coming in, some of the latest emails, hunting people, eating, cannibalism. A lot of these are just straight up cannibalism, straight up torture, straight up sex slaves being delivered. We want it redacted. You got all the good members of Congress that passed the law to get it in. They are allowed to see the unredacted. We want them to start going searching these emails, these codes, and they can go on the House floor, blow it up on screen, and show us who it is. Let's do it. Put it in the congressional record. That's what I called for Massey to do, and he said he's going to do it. Okay? I didn't say it was covering up. I said it will be if they don't all start doing this. And they'd be like, well, wait, Trump's going to do the cover-up? Yeah, make them release it all in redacted, too. But I'm saying we've got this. These good members can do it. So I'm going with what we got. Comprende! Whatever you do, share the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, and follow us there. And be sure and support the transmission. Today is, I think tomorrow is the last day. Every order at thealexjonesstore.com gets a free hat. It's just a nice black on white, my design, 1776 with a ring of stars around it. Meet like-minded patriots. Get the word out. Really nice, clean hat. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Our Irish CMOS, our Shilajit, our ultramethylene blue, our ultramethylene red, our bovine colostrum is the very best, and it keeps us on the air so we can expose these monsters. They don't just kill you with sacrifice and all this. They kill you with the poison shots. They kill you with the 5G. It's their religion. They kill you with their wars. They kill you with their chemtrails. They kill you by brain damaging you. They kill you with the fluoride in the water. This is their plan. This is their religion.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
himself, there is no credible information. None. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one?
For the information that we have.
In the files?
In the case file.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to be taking over. My name is Thomas Siska. I'm one of the producers and researchers here. Alex asked me to fill in, and I have a lot to cover right now. And, of course, that was Kash Patel, the FBI director, telling us that there is no known accomplices. There's nothing there to the trafficking of children to anybody else besides himself and Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, I'd like to first go back to Pizzagate, because right now the mainstream media is now reporting that Pizzagate is probably true. The Comet Ping Pong, of course, was a big distraction, but cheese pizza and these code words are known to be FBI codes for child pornography. And one particular email from a man named Dr. Harry Fisher talks about grape soda and pizza. A weird combo, if you will. Some are speculating maybe grape soda may have something to do with black children. But this article here from the New York Mag, do the new Epstein files support the Pizzagate conspiracy? So here it says, apparently, some of the pizza-related material seems pretty weird. In April 2018, a message from a redacted sender says, let's go for pizza and grape soda again. No one else can understand. Go no. Cryptic. Some of it is scrutable. Go no appears to be a rendering of an English derivative of the Yiddish expression geves, which is roughly equivalent to go figure. The claim that no one else can understand. So, this is code. They're telling you that no one else can understand what they're talking about. They want more pizza and grape soda. Pizza and grape soda belongs to the latter category, and it appears frequently in Epstein's emails and texts. In a 2018 exchange with his urologist, Harry Fish, who erroneously appears in Epstein contacts as Harry Fish, spelled differently, the two seem to discuss refilling Epstein's prescription for erectile dysfunction medication. Fish later texts, after you use them, wash your hands and let's go get pizza and grape soda. This proposal seems odd. There are many things you can do after your Viagra kicks in, and getting a slice with your doctor is not near the top of the list. In other contexts, it might be funny, but the confluence of pizza and grape soda with Epstein, a man increasingly known for exactly one thing, and boner pills is enough to drive a reasonable person to conjecture. So, he is emailing him about pizza. There's so many emails here asking, can we go get pizza? This is in the Virgin Islands. We want to go to Red Hook, which is there in the Virgin Islands, for a quick pizza meal. I mean, why are you asking somebody if they can get pizza when you can just go to the restaurant and go get it? I mean, this is all coded stuff here. And here, after he asks about the pizza, he says, of course, do we have any meat tenderizer for a sting? No, just a sting, no problem. Is there baking soda? So, a lot of weird stuff. They're tenderizing the pizza. And here is some of the emails with Dr. Harry Fish. Holy bloop, chunky, I forgot about. What time do you want to get pizza and grape soda tomorrow? I mean, over and over again, he's just obsessed with pizza and grape soda. This guy is addicted to pizza and grape soda. It's just over and over again. And right now, there's actually a clip from Trax New York City, who is a Diamond District jeweler. He is actually in a movie called Uncut Gems, where he basically plays a version of himself made by the Safdie brothers, who have done Uncut Gems and Marty Supreme, a lot of movies that are pretty big right now. I want to go to the clip of Trax New York City asking anybody out there who can confront Dr. Harry Fish on video and ask him, what does he mean about the grape soda and the pizza?
Let's roll that clip now.
I'm giving you an ounce of gold if you could help me with pizza and grape soda, particularly with Dr. Harry Fish, who was in the Epstein files. He wrote, after you use them, talking about pills for ED, wash your hands and let's go get pizza and grape soda. So, Dr. Harry Fish, you're having pizza and grape soda with Epstein. Is that it, or is there something else? Well, if there's some hero in America that wants to pay the doctor a friendly visit and ask him on camera about what pizza and grape soda is, DM me that video, and the ounce of gold is yours. First come, first serve. Follow all the laws, FBI, CIA, I don't care, okay? I just want to know what the fuck is going on with pizza and grape fucking soda, bro. An ounce of gold right here for you if you find out. And send me that video with Dr. Harry Fish.
I think we all want to know what's going on with pizza and grape soda. And a little incentivization doesn't hurt to motivate people. Of course, what he's asking is perfectly legal as a citizen journalist to go out there and put these people on camera. I mean, that's what the InfoWar is all about. Going out, being on the ground and peacefully getting this stuff documented and getting the information out there. Now, the directors that actually made the movie that Trax is in, Uncut Gems, did an interview before Pizzagate was even a viral sensation where everyone was believing that these people were eating children and trafficking them. They actually did an interview where they were exposed to the dark web, and they said that it's full of cheese pizza, which is child pornography. I'd like to roll that clip now.
There's like 5 websites that people go to now. 5. I mean, there used to be millions of websites. And if you ever go onto the deep web, it's so hard to navigate. But like, and it's very steampunk, yeah. The deep web. I mean, have you ever spent time on the deep web?
Not really.
Okay. It's mostly child pornography, which has a moniker as cheese pizza if you go into the Pastebin sites. Like, and that's how you like know, like I don't go to the cheese pizza sites, but there's so much of it down there, which I don't know what that means.
Back, I was probably before you were born, even AOL, before the World Wide Web happened, used to have chat rooms.
Yeah, of course. What about World's Chat? Do you remember World's Chat?
That was,
it was like the first like avatar-based instant messaging.
But I went into their TV for men room or something like that, and I thought it was going to be on television.
Oh,
and
no.
I found out quickly it was not.
What does TV stand for?
Transvestite.
Oh.
I guess it was transvestite, yeah.
That's amazing. So did you get any good stuff?
I was very confused.
No, but it's amazing, yeah, the idea that you have this ability to kind of stumble into a world that it was like that could happen. And it's like that can happen. It's a lot harder for that to happen now in a weird way, you know. Yeah. You have to go into the deep web or you have to...
Well, the deep web is just, I can't figure out how to get around stuff.
All it is it's a way of just like kind of... for the reason why there is so much like weird shit down there because... It's to exist outside of like the law or outside of the world or regulation.
Well, it's the red light district of humanity. I wish that I was somebody on this planet who had to go to the deep web to find stuff. That would mean I was operating in some strange network.
Or you're living in a country where, like China,
China uses the deep web as normal web.
Yeah, because that's the only way they can get access to web. You know, it's like.
But I do kind of wish that, like, literally, I go onto the deep web as spectacle. I go there to like look around and find the craziest shit I can find. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a website devoted only to barbecued dicks, severed dicks. Awesome. That was a website I came across. It was just thousands of JPEGs of severed dicks on a barbecue, like charred.
Wow.
And I was amazed. And you know, and then like you come across like, this is the armory where you can buy like an AK-47 and then, you know, whatever. And then there's a lot of websites where you just think this is somebody just fucking with. A tourist like me, like a website where you can hire a hitman and stuff like that, and it's just like pictures of dead people. Like, this is my work. I don't buy that. I think that if I found it, it's probably not real. And that's actually how they took down the Silk Road guy, which is ridiculous that the guy like that could go down.
Fell for that. But
this sounds like a movie.
The Deep Web, I think there's a documentary out right now called Deep Web. The dark web or something like that. Because they say that this is...
Who made a film there with Trax NYC talking about child pornography that is all over the deep web. I've never been on the deep web myself, So I've only heard what kind of horrors go on there. He's talking about murders and severed body parts, really disgusting stuff. So, man, that's pretty disturbing right there. But this was before, Pizzagate, and he's saying, you know, people were online talking about cheese pizza on the deep web. So this is a known thing for these people that are in the world, in that world, that are sick perverts. They call it cheese pizza. Okay. And we all know Epstein is a pervert and all his friends are perverts, and they're all over these files talking about pizza. And one of the things that I've found is that in the Podesta emails, they talk about Thelema and Aleister Crowley rituals. And the witch, Marina Abramović, is known to do something called spirit cooking. Well, actually, that actually goes back to Aleister Crowley himself, and it's called the Cake of Light. This is really disturbing stuff here. So Aleister Crowley was said to be the most wicked man alive, tied into MI6, British intelligence. Some believe that he's actually the real grandfather of George W. Bush, because there's a very cunning resemblance between him and Barbara Bush. So this is an Aleister Crowley ritual here called the Cake of Light. It's the Eucharist. It's a satanic Eucharist found within the religion Thelema. A cake of light contains flour, honey, abramelin oil, olive oil, bee swing, and bodily fluids such as semen, menstrual blood, vaginal fluids, or a mix thereof. It's cooked in the shape of a small flat water. And this is, wafer. And this is their satanic Eucharist. So this is actually what a lot of these religions and cults kind of broke out of was Aleister Crowley. You have L. Ron Hubbard from Scientology working very hand-in-hand with Aleister Crowley before he started his own cult Scientology. And you have Jack Parsons, who helped start NASA, was a initiative into this religion, Thelema, and was channeling demons since he was a child, and they were telling him how to build rockets, and he actually died in a very mysterious way in a fire in the middle of an orgy at his mansion that exploded. And actually, Ghislaine Maxwell's family is directly related into this Aleister Crowley cult. Ghislaine has two twin sisters. Well, they're younger than her. They're twins. And they both are married into this Crowley and eugenicist cult. I have an article here. Yes, Jack Parsons here was a devoted follower of Aleister Crowley's Thelema. So, I mean, this stuff goes way back. People want to ask, like, what is this? What are they actually doing? This is where the root of a lot of this became popular in this new age bohemian culture. And all these rituals, some of them involve sodomizing children. Aleister Crowley is said to have actually sacrificed his own child. This article here, this is from the Daily Beast. Jeffrey Epstein friend Ghislaine Maxwell has more skeletons in her family closet than a house of horrors. So, for Ghislaine, presumably outer space is not an option, but in point of fact, she does know how to operate a lot of exotic machinery. In addition to speaking four languages, holding a degree from Oxford, she's a trained helicopter pilot, a submersible pilot, and qualified to operate undersea robots. Much was made of latter qualifications when she was fundraising for her now-defunct Terramar Oceanic Environment Project, which was shuttered after Epstein's arrest. We all know about Terramar. So, in here, they talk about her relatives right here, her twin sisters. Two of her sisters, twins Isabel and Christine, are the most accomplished of the family. They're internet content pioneers who started Magellan, one of the first search engines, and were featured in Michael Wolff's book, Burn Rate, about his foray into early startups. And they, one of them is actually married into the man who started the first birth control pill. So these are people that are obsessed with population control. They are obsessed with Satanism and just total depravity. And then another one was an illusionist was married into. And this guy died after being exposed for going to the island while kids were there. And he was sponsored by the Clinton Global Initiative after the earthquake. And he died in very mysterious ways. He was thrown off a cliff by his property. Here we go. Christine Maxwell and her astrophysicist husband, Roger Molina, have until recently divided their time between their home in Dallas, Texas. Molina teaches at the University of Texas. So one of them is tied into UT, and Christine is a doctoral candidate in the humanities department at UT. And then Molina, her husband, was a director at the Astrophysicist Center. In an odd echo of Jeffrey Epstein's reported desire to see the human race with his own DNA, Parsons, Jack Parsons, and Hubbard tried for a time to impregnate women to bring forth Babylon, a goddess described as a scarlet woman in the Thelemic belief system to which Crowley subscribed. So, Molina was part of the suicide squad with Jack Parsons, which was the group L. Ron Hubbard, Jack Parsons, Molina. These guys were all astrophysicists that were, pioneers in starting rockets and developing our space program. And this just goes back so far, and these people are so sick and twisted that people really have to understand what they believe in. Okay, it's so difficult for people to grasp that someone could be satanic and fetishize all of these really dark, twisted things, but that's how you can hang in the club. You have to do things with feces. You have to cut your own blood and put feces and semen and put it into your hand and then write it on the wall. That is what spirit cooking is, and that's what's in the Hillary emails, the WikiLeaks, and the Podesta emails. And I've got so much information here. I'm going to go back to these Epstein emails because they're talking about cream cheese and they're talking about babies. They love cream cheese and babies. Here we have an email that's redacted. We don't know who this is from. They were offered to bring cream cheese to a school party. Okay. Here we have, there are millions of babies, very little good vegetable cream cheese. Ha ha ha, do you want veggie cream cheese tomorrow? I would look forward to it. LOL, I don't know if cream cheese and baby are on the same level. It's okay, there's still enough time today. I'm trying to schedule priming for 5:30. Fuel explosion, 9:45 p.m. We'll bring a new engine startup video. So I don't know how you go from cream cheese and baby to priming and fuel explosions, but this seems very coded to me. And this is the type of stuff that we're talking about with Congress and trying to get some redactions into what these people are talking about, because it is very coded, and the FBI is aware that these things mean hurting children, raping children, murdering children. And they're offering to buy babies, they're selling their babies. This is redacted. Right here, you made many unusual offers. You offered to buy my baby 6 months into our relationship. So, folks, they're buying babies, they're doing genetic testing, and they are trying to create a master race, and for all we know, they could be cloning, which we've talked about before, and trying to create a perfect slave, a perfect robot, and something that they can totally control and organ harvest. And that's why we need to go and have this investigation at Zorro Ranch And the latest I've heard was that the head of the New Mexico DOJ has told Don Huffines that this is now a crime scene that needs to be preserved for evidence. So we had heard that Don Huffines was doing some construction to develop it into more of a Christian-centered retreat for youth. Well, before he does any more construction, he needs to shut that down because we need to go in there and find some bodies and figure out what was going on there. In a report yesterday we played with Jesse Waters, it was talked about that there was some type of incinerator at Zorro Ranch. Now, maybe one would think that they're incinerating documents or whatever they might need an incinerator for, but it could very well be an infirmary or a crematorium to burn bodies. You know, they could be sacrificing them to Moloch right there in their infirmary and having rituals. And the fact that this Zorro Ranch is so close to Los Alamos and all these military facilities, it was the perfect infrastructure to kind of stay underground and keep this stuff hidden from the public. When Epstein would fly to Zorro Ranch, he would never really document it or tell people when he was arriving. He would just arrive. It was very low key. This was the most kind of secretive place and the most, shadowy place that he would operate at. And many victims were taken to Zorro Ranch and have told their stories, and guests that we've had on this show have talked about the horrors at Zorro Ranch. So this is not going away anytime soon, and I can't wait to see on the news that they have cadaver dogs and ground penetrating radar hitting Zorro Ranch and what they're going to find there. Because I expect to see some underground facilities. I expect to see a lot of things. Maybe some things were tampered with, but we're going to find something on that ranch. And I'm so grateful that we're actually getting progress on this. I thank Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna and everyone that has pushed for the Epstein Transparency Act. And when Alex got upset yesterday and was screaming and hollering, it's because these people have seen some names. And what are we waiting for anymore? We want to know who's talking about pizza, who's talking about jerky, who's talking about grape soda. We know one, Harry Fish, and now there is a ounce of gold if somebody can greet him on camera and ask him personally about it. So we are in a pivotal moment right now, and we've talked about this golden age. The golden age doesn't start until we start seeing these co-conspirators brought in. We've only had really one other person besides Epstein and Ghislaine arrested. And that was Jean-Luc Brunel, who was funded by Epstein for his modeling agency. And he hung himself in France before we could ever bring him to justice. So we've had three arrests for sex trafficking connected to Epstein. People always say it's two. It's actually three. And now we have Prince Andrew arrested for espionage and selling state secrets. I can't wait to see this guy go down. This is not going away. Folks, we have Royce White coming up next. He's going to be covering massive breaking news. And I want to go ahead and tell everyone to go to the alexjonesstore.com, become a VIP member. Right now we have a free hat promo, a very stylish, classic 1776 hat. If you haven't tried the methylene blue yet, please try it. I take it constantly. It gives me a nice boost, helps me focus. No crash, no jitter. Get your methylene blue today. Get your free hat. Help support the InfoWar. Help keep us on air. And folks, just keep fighting out there. Remember, you are the resistance. You are the Info Warriors. And stay with us after the break.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.